AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Have we been fleeced by Iran? That's what the Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is telling Secretary of State John Kerry as Kerry testifies about the nuclear deal with Tehran. Republican Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee told Secretary Kerry he has been had. Kerry, the chief negotiator of the deal, fought back hard.
Under the terms of this agreement, Iran has agreed now to remove 98% of its stockpile.
And he says the U.S. has to keep its eye on the ball. The idea is to keep Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
This isn't a question of giving them what they want. I mean, it's a question of how do you hold their program back? How do you dismantle their weapons program?
Congress will vote on the Iran nuclear agreement in September. The job market keeps getting stronger, according to the latest unemployment numbers. AP correspondent Shirley Smith is in Washington with the just-released numbers from last week.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for unemployment benefits fell 26,000 to 255,000. It's the lowest level since November of 1973. But it may not tell the whole story. There is seasonal volatility to consider. Auto plants and other factories closed briefly in July to get next year's models ready, and that pushed up applications in the past couple of weeks. But then the number fell as people went back to work. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Convicted killer David Sweat is still talking about his escape with a fellow convict from the Dannemora prison in upstate New York. He says the two disagreed at one point over whether to hole up in a hunting cabin. One worried about being caught. The other said if anybody showed up, they could just kill them or take them hostage. They stayed there but fled, says Sweat, with an unloaded shotgun when a man arrived to check on the cabin. This is AP Radio News. Jail officials in Texas at the facility that was holding black motorist Sandra Bland are facing criticism after booking documents show she previously tried to kill herself, though her family disputes that. Here's our Violet Ekonomova.
Texas State Senator Royce West says Bland's prior suicide attempt should have prompted jail officials to put her on suicide watch, meaning face-to-face welfare checks every 15 minutes. Sheriff Glenn Smith says Bland said she wasn't having suicidal thoughts after her arrest and that jailers had used an intercom to check on her less than an hour before she was found dead. The jail has now been cited for not observing inmates in person once an hour and failing to provide documents that show jailers have recently undergone training on dealing with potentially suicidal inmates. I'm Violet Ekonomova.
A man who thought he saw a lion that people have reported seeing in Milwaukee has shot and injured a pit bull. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.